Hello, everyone, and welcome to the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Carson.
It's episode number 253. It is 2018 now, I think, when this is launching.
That is correct.
Woo!
It's New Year's Day. Hi.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to the hangover.
Woo!
Yeah, we hope that this will help cure your hangover.
Or we'll just start yelling into the microphones.
We won't do that. Or I will stop this recording. Carson, what did you take away from your experience last week that you're going to really bring into this week's?
Oh, you put me on the spot there.
I do that constantly.
Well,
I might as well call you a Dalmatian.
Well,
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
No.
You are so
She
fired.
Went there. She went there. Well, I need to brush up my movies because clearly I did not know about the guillotine in the movies. So I need to brush up my movie years because I was way off.
Or your medieval torture devices.
I mean, too.
Either one will work.
Both. Those are both good things to study. So I studied and I'm ready. I'm ready this week for my medieval torture devices. I'm expecting a lot of fun facts about those. And if there's not...
That's actually for Dirty Sexy Trivia, which will be Valentine's Day at Penn Social. We did have one more quick housekeeping thing from last week. You asked me specifically how I came up with my Texas Roadhouse.
I did, yeah. No, I always feel as though the far more interesting, it's Deepak Chopra. The journey is the destination. Oh. I am far less concerned about the end game as I am about how you got there.
Ah. Okay, well, I was researching about the cranberry scare of 1959.
Okay, which, as you do. Sure.
Yeah, well, because I wanted something holiday related a few weeks ago, and I didn't know that that was a thing. So then I was poking around the FDA website, and then I started looking about America's food laws, and I started reading about Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, which we all know helped pass the 1906 Meat Inspection Act, which Teddy Roosevelt signed and kind of kick-started, you know, America getting their crap together about, well, I'm sorry, getting their crap out of their food.
Right. Literally.
Yeah, literally. And so thinking about the meat inspection had me thinking about meat, which had me thinking about steaks, which had me thinking about chain steaks, which led
chain
me to
restaurants.
To Texas Roadhouse. And right. I was like, there's no way that they're actually from Texas.
So the real question is, did you have steak for dinner that night?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Or did you go to Texas Roadhouse? Yeah. That's the better question.
No, I haven't been to Texas Roadhouse in probably a long time, like 10 years.
Well, now you have to go. You just were researching them.
Texas Roadhouse, please send gift cards to me. I need those rolls and steaks.
Yes, all the steaks.
Okay, well, anyway, so who wants to kick us off? I want to get into facts.
Nick's looking like he's ready to go right here.
Yeah.
I saw him lean in, kind of get that look in his eye. He's like, I got this.
Yeah, no, I had a secret phrase. Yes, all the steaks.
Yes, all the steaks.
Yes, okay. Cool. All the steaks. So I thought I would throw that together, and then Michael singled me out as I was trying to type it in. But yeah, I can go first. No problem.
Do you have another Taylor Swift fact? Because that would be great.
I do not have another Taylor
Darn
Swift
it.
Fact.
Boo.
But I do have a fact that I think could border on the end of torture devices.
Okay.
At least it would in my mind. all right, so it's the holiday seasons have just passed.
Yes.
Right? And there are some
the
people...
The diet starts today.
Okay. This is going to cause a problem with that. This is it's what I was planning on getting you, Michael, for Christmas, but I decided against it.
Okay.
Hidden Valley now sells ranch by the keg.
Yes, I had heard this. I'm not a ranch fan, for what it's worth. But...
They now sell ranch dressing by the keg. Now, they're mini kegs, but it's still a keg of ranch dressing. It's 5 liters... How much does it cost?
I remember hearing about this because SNL made a joke. They were like, Hidden Valley now serves ranch by the keg, but it's only going to be sold in states that allow assisted suicide. We are crediting Saturday Night Live with that joke.
That is not my joke.
That is Saturday Night Live. I thought it was great.
Are you one of those people that put ranch on pizza?
I do not put ranch on pizza, but I know people that do that.
I know people that do, and I don't know where it's from or where it came from. I'm all for inventive eating. I recently made a cookie that I did not need to bake, but it was just graham crackers, marshmallow fluff, and cookie dough, and I just made little sandwiches. So I'm all for inventive eating.
And then you didn't bake it?
No, I didn't bake it.
Was it wrapped in the cookie dough?
It was a layer of graham cracker, a layer of fluff.
Right.
Cookie dough,
uh-huh.
Fluff on the other side of the graham cracker, and then the graham cracker. And then I made it was like basically a
that
s'more.
Sounds like a s'more, but just with no chocolate bar.
Yes.
Oh, see, I would usually do the graham cracker and then the fluff, and then the ball of cookie dough surrounding the whole thing.
No, the sandwich made
it
easy to eat.
And then bake it.
Nah. No.
The sandwich made it easy to eat. Look, there are a few things that I perfect on the first try, and this little mini sandwich was one of them. That has nothing to do with your fact or ranch dressing. I just was saying that I'm all for trying new combinations of food, or I'm for other people trying new combinations of food.
You're like, I don't want to, but
good. Yeah, I'm not putting ranch on my pizza. Sorry.
No.
See, I don't even like ranch with my buffalo wings. I'm even a blue cheese guy on that side.
Oh,
I'm okay with ranch with wings, but I mean, ranch is like a Midwest thing. Like, I feel like in the Midwest, you put ranch on everything.
That's true.
So, okay, so how much does it cost?
How much does a keg of Hidden Valley ranch
5 liters, you
cost?
Said?
5 liters,
well,
yes.
Well, a salad dressing bottle is about $2.99.
Okay.
How much volume is
call
that?
Call that 16 ounces?
I guess.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, how many ounces to the liter?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't do metric.
Okay, does this include shipping?
It does not include shipping.
So you have to pick it up at the store?
Yeah, it's just the cost,
yeah. Also, did they release this in Columbus, or?
That would be fantastic if they did.
Okay, I'm going to go $67.
$67, good guess, Michael?
I wasn't even going to go that high. I was going to say like $25.
Carson? Okay, so then let's go in between the two. So let's say $49.
Carson wins. $50.
$50. I was pretty close. Yeah.
Wow. $50 well done, Carson.
Now, as a quick follow up, how much for the ranch fountain?
For the ranch fountain?
Fountain. Yeah. I would say $125.
You know, like a chocolate fountain?
Yeah.
It's a ranch fountain.
$125.
Couldn't you just use
a
chocolate
motorized.
Fountain?
Theoretically, you could, but you'd need to buy all that ranch.
I would not recommend that.
Ew, chocolate and ranch together. That's gross.
No, no. I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
you buy
the chocolate fountain and you put ranch in it instead of a chocolate fountain. It's a ranch fountain.
But I'm saying it might be contaminated. Like, what if there was already some chocolate? Like,
you buy it new? There's not going to be chocolate in there already. Would there?
Yeah, but it's also a different viscosity.
Yeah, right. The tubes have to be bigger. Yeah, it's this big word out of Lindsay. She's very excited with her vocabulary.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about that molasses fact I had a while ago.
Yeah. That was like 2 years ago.
So I know, but RIP.
So the ranch fountain. I'm going to say 75.
Carson, you want to throw out a guess?
Ranch fountain. That has to be more than 75. So let's go with 108.
Does it come with the ranch dressing?
It does not say, but okay. It does come with a holiday skirt that you can put around the bottom.
Good.
Yeah.
Festive.
Carson is killing it right now.
Well, we can never invite him back.
$110. $110, and he said $108.
So his last two guesses combined were within $3.
Within $3 for both, yeah.
That is impressive.
If the price is right, if you're listening, I want to be a contestant.
Right.
So Carson, what I'm hearing is that since you knew this accuracy of this ranch dressing so well, that you want all of your players to continuously bring you ranch dressing when you're listening?
That is absolutely what I heard.
Yes, please bring more ranch dressing. I approve of all of that.
Yeah. So,
also, Beer Baron's on Monday. Doc FC on Wednesday.
Yeah. Beer Baron. Beer Baron, if you're listening, I would love ranch dressing with my French fries next week. Just saying, that would be great.
So you're putting ranch dressing on your French fries, but not on your pizza.
No, not on my pizza. Well, it depends on what toppings are already on the pizza. Like with the buffalo chicken pizza.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Let's talk. But if you're like getting like sausage and pepperoni, I don't know. Not feeling that.
Okay. Well, I think that you should talk about your facts now.
Oh, okay. Let me pull this up real quick.
Your fact is not that you would have ranch dressing on your buffalo chicken pizza.
While he's pulling up his fact, if you do need any more Christmas presents or holiday presents for anybody and you missed it, and you know, you got an IOU or whatever, Hidden Valley also is offering ugly Christmas sweaters and socks. On the bottom of it says, if you can read this, bring me ranch dressing.
Oh. I guess ranch dressing is one of those things that kind of has like the cult following, like
pretty
the McRib,
much, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's exactly. I mean, it's only ranch dressing in this country. It's not called ranch dressing other places. It's called American dressing other places.
That
which
makes sense.
Is sad for us.
And I think everybody knows that one person that's just maybe that one too obsessed with ranch.
Yeah, like, just a little too much.
There's that one person like, you know, I like ranch, and then there's Mark.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, so now into segue. We're gonna switch. Switch topics.
Okay, that didn't work. I'll try.
That sounded like an ambulance almost. Like a,
it sounded like an angry cat.
I was going to say a cat getting run over.
No, it was supposed to be the wheel turning over gravel.
Okay.
Okay, so clearly that did not work for the segue noise. I'm going to keep
working
at it.
Try again next week.
I have faith in you.
Thank you, but I want to hear your fact now.
So The 1996 song by the Fugees, Killing Me Softly.
Fugees.
Same. Yeah. Great song. Uh-huh. We love it. So who is the person that is killing Lauryn Hill softly? The man that she describes about the song. Who is that mystery man?
Who is it about?
Yes, who is it about?
That is a great question. Anybody?
I don't know anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of context here.
And I should also clarify that that is a cover version. The original came out in the 70s, so the original version is Roberta. The original hit version is Roberta Flack from 1973, and then it was.
So the Roberta Flack version, I know, I'm pretty sure, is about Don McLean.
That is correct. I mean, it's the same.
Yeah,
same thing.
That one I knew.
Well, it's the same. I mean, it's the same song. So it's
McLean, American Pie. Don McLean.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like what is it? You're So Vain is supposedly about Mick Jagger.
I don't believe.
Now I'm dating myself, and everybody's looking at me like,
we know exactly who Mick Jagger is. Don't worry.
Okay, how do you not know You're So Vain? We've all seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
This is true. You're right.
No, I think she...
don't speak for all of us. We have not seen How to Lose a Guy.
I'll give you the DVD.
Well, I think You're So Vain, she's talked about there's multiple people involved. So, like, there's part of it about Mick Jagger, maybe, but there's also, like, a lot of people that pissed her off. So she's a lot of enemies. But back to Killing Me Softly. So, allegedly, Killing Me Softly was originally recorded by a woman named Lori Lieberman in 1971. Not a hit version, but, you know, she was an aspiring singer-songwriter. And she, the song was written about an experience she had when she saw Don McLean in concert. Don McLean wrote American Pie, had a big hit with it. He was singing the song Empty Chairs, Empty Tables, and she just kind of lost it.
Wait, Empty Chairs, Empty Tables from Les Mis?
No, not different. Totally good reference, but definitely...
I was like, that's specific.
Yeah, so, no.
You don't know nothing. You just don't know this.
Right. It's a different
I don't
song.
Know either.
But she was at the Troubadour in California, seeing him live, and just like apparently lost it. Was like emotional. Was like, whoa, this is everything right now. And so,
but you do that also during Les Mis too. So.
Right. Yeah, it's a good and that's a very dramatic scene too when they sing that song. So I definitely agree. So a guy named Norman Gimbel wrote the track, but wrote it, but after talking with Lori, because she was going to record it, and she was like, wrote a poem and had this experience, and so that's how they came up with the song. And then Roberta Flack had number one hit with it, and then in 1996, the Fugees had a big cover version that was everywhere and great. So, yeah, that's the mystery man. That's who was killing Lori Lieberman softly with his song, was Don McLean.
Oh, okay, so you were asking about the original. Who was the song originally about?
Yeah, I just said
because you started with the Fugees. I was trying to think of who in reference to Lauryn Hill.
No, I said the Fugees because I figured that people might be more familiar with that version than the original.
Okay,
cool.
Got it. Okay, right, yeah, then. I thought you were originally asking about like Lauryn Hill when she recorded it was singing it specifically about a person.
Oh. I get you.
I would assume Lauryn Hill was. You know, still just singing the original, but
yeah, singing the original.
It's same inspiration.
I got you, Michael. What do you want me to go? Or do you want to go?
I actually want to jump in because mine actually segues pretty quick because mine's a music. Yeah, still no. mine's a music fact as well.
Oh, cool! I want everyone to know that music is not my wheelhouse. So,
well, maybe. So it's
just...
and it's another reference thing. It's very similar to yours, Lady Gaga.
I've heard of her.
Yes,
and I've seen her in concert. She's amazing.
What? Jealous.
From which band does the name Lady Gaga come from? Lady Gaga took it in reference to from a different band.
Oh, I know the answer to this, so I won't.
Okay, I stumped. Okay, last week, you two both looked at each other and immediately knew the answer, and I stumped Carson. This week, Carson knows it off it, and you both are looking at me going, hang on, I might not know this.
I don't know this.
Next week, I'm going to get all three of you.
I do know that my friend played... Like, he went to school, and Lady Gaga was in the school that was, like, next door, like, the female, because he was at the boys' school in Long Island or whatever, and she sang the national anthem at the flag football championships.
Okay.
Like, ran stage crew for Lady Gaga.
Flag football, that's great.
Yeah. So, you just picture, like, oh, Lady Gaga sang these flag football championships.
No big deal, just casual.
Yeah. But if you can see her in concert, highly recommend. I'm procrastinating.
Well, you know too. She announced she's doing a Vegas residency, so now you can see her whenever you want.
Whenever you
in
want,
Las
yeah.
Vegas.
As long as you got a couple of $1,000 to throw down.
It's the greatest news I've ever heard for future me.
Right. So, do you have a guess? I have a guess, but it's not a good one.
It's a band, you said.
Yeah, it's
like a rock band.
It's derived from a band's song.
Are you looking for the band or the song?
I'm looking for the band.
Okay.
AC/DC.
No.
Queen.
Rolling Stone.
Queen is correct.
That is Queen. That is
Radio
correct.
Gaga.
Radio Gaga, yeah. 1984.
Yeah, that's wow. That's the only thing that made sense to me. That's the only song I can think of with Gaga in the title.
Oh, I thought it was a obscure lyric. I wasn't thinking titles.
The name of the song was Radio Gaga, and yeah. That's where she got Lady Gaga from.
Cool. Yeah. Does it say why she picked that?
This article does not, but I'll see if I can find something else and put it in. I think...
As long as you have no follow-up questions, yes.
Yes. it looks like it was a producer that she was dating, called her, kind of was, it, and it's the name just kind of stuck, as best I can tell.
Okay.
Very cool.
But yeah, that's it. Cool. You know, what band did she get her thing from? Radio right. Gaga is the only thing that popped into my head.
Right.
So.
Cool. Right.
Lindsay?
Yeah. So I have two facts, and I'm debating on which one to do, but I think we haven't really talked about movies. Have we?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
I blacked out. I was trying to think about what your fact was, Nick, and I completely...
Ranch dressing.
That's right. Okay. I blacked out to the earlier parts of this podcast because I was just trying to make more puns, and I don't know if you guys caught this earlier, but I did say I don't know either.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I caught it. I caught it. I specifically
did
not.
You blacked out, and it wasn't even the drunk episode.
I know.
Hey, that's my job.
And you're very good at it, Michael. Yeah.
Okay, so one of the blogs that I really like, I don't know if they're a blog, but it's a website, it's a content website, AV Club. They're great, and if you like movie reviews, and sometimes a little pretentious, but overall really, really good. They just released a list of the 2017's best movie trailers. So this is really not scientific. It's just kind of their staff said, here's what we like. It's not based on number of views, just... How much of the story did they give away? Like, obviously, you don't want it to be a ton. Was it compelling? Was it interesting? How was it edited? How was it received? So there's not really a scientific way about this, but it was just talking about best movie trailers. I know we just watched a movie trailer today. Yes. That was not that one.
I have a guess right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok.
That would have been the first one off of my head. Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok is not on the list. They do mention that they were really upset about it because it gave away too much.
It gave away the Hulk scene. It gave away. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that best line in the movie, oh, we're friends from work, which is right, also in the trailer. How much better would that line have been if you didn't actually see it?
That's fair. No, that's totally fair.
Yeah. And by the way, that line came from a Make-A-Wish kid.
Did it really?
Yeah. From a Make-A-Wish kid. He was like hanging out on set and he's like, whoa, like, you know, and kind of said it and then they tried it and it worked. And it's one of the best lines of the film. It's pretty cool.
Well, so I read the AV Club's website. I did not see this article. I know what they said for the top movie of 2017 was. But I'm going to
What was the top movie? Did I think, say?
Pretty sure they said Get Out was their favorite movie of 2017. But I'm going to. One movie they said on this list that critics kept talking about how much they love this movie, and I saw it and I hated it, and it was so long and boring, was a movie called The Florida Project. So I'm going to guess The Florida Project.
Not on the list.
Because I know they liked it as one of their best 2017, and I really just could not stand that movie. It was boring, and every critic was like, got so many great reviews, and I went and saw it. I'm like, wow, I'm so confused why I don't like this.
That's the big thing. If the critics like it, I pretty much can skip it.
Right.
I want to know how I can be a film critic because I'm the opposite of all of the things that they say.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So what were the big trailers that came out this year? The Marvel ones, Infinity War?
Nope.
No.
It's not The Last Jedi, is it?
No. Okay. They mentioned The Last Jedi, but...
Deadpool 2.
Number 10.
Okay. I made the list.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Number 10, yeah.
Because that's giving away nothing.
No, God, no. No,
just
no, no.
A tone, really, which right. We already knew about.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a sequel. We know the tone.
What were the big movies that came out this
well,
year?
Well, one of my favorite movies 2017 was Lady Bird, so maybe that's on the
is
list.
Is that on
because
there?
It is not.
I'm assuming these are all kind of big Hollywood movies, right?
It's Lindsay.
Most of them are.
No, Pitch Perfect 3.
No. Which I did see and laughed a little bit, but I have a couple glasses of wine in, so I can't really give you an honest review. That's what I need to do is just review these movies, like have a Rotten
Wild
Tomatoes
drunk,
for,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, 2018 goals.
Number of glasses of wine you need in order to enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
Like this is a 10 glass. This is a bottle. This is a full bottle movie.
Yeah.
The Florida Project was more than a bottle of wine.
The Florida Project is number 2.
Oh.
Okay, well, you know the website.
Only because I know everyone's been talking about this movie, and I just, sorry.
Yeah. If movie trailer business has a reigning visionary, a true artist of the medium, it's Mark Wolin. And they go on to say about how, I don't know.
Boring.
I've taken, you know, I was video producer before my life here with District Trivia and video editing. And this was always the thing that stressed me out the most was cutting trailers. I found it to be the hardest thing. Like we would have movies and we had to cut trailers for them, or a big project will be to cut a trailer in a different genre. So they take Disney films and make them horror and which are really fun.
I've seen a lot of those. They're always great.
They're great, but trailers are so difficult to do.
And then you got to find the person with the voice.
Yeah.
That's always the hardest part.
And especially
in a world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially that you now know in 2018 that everyone is looking frame by frame in the backgrounds of things and analyzing everything. So if you're doing something for a Thor or an Infinity Wars or Star Wars or whatever movie, you have to know that everyone is looking at every square inch of that thing and dissecting it. Same thing with Taylor Swift music videos or whatever else.
Can I ask, number one, is it part of a series or is it a standalone movie?
It is a...
Fantastic Beasts?
No.
Is it a remake?
That wasn't in 2017.
Is it a remake?
The first one wasn't in 2017?
I don't think technically it is a remake. I can tell you that it is.
Blade Runner?
Blade Runner's number 3.
But that's not, you said not technically
that's
a remake,
a sequel.
And that's number 3.
Yeah.
I think I've got it.
I will give you another hint. This is the highest grossing movie ever for its genre. It's set new records to be the highest grossing film in its genre.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It, yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
I told it to you. I told you what it was 3 times. You didn't pick up on it. I got it. I know it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah. So it smashed viewing records. It like became one of the most viewed trailer in 24-hour period. I don't know if
that's a remake. That's a full remake.
No, it's not a remake. It's like continuation of the story.
Of the first one?
I haven't seen it.
I was too scared to see it.
I thought it was a remake of the original.
I understood it was a remake as well.
I didn't.
With the idea that they're going to do a sequel.
They're definitely doing a sequel, but I thought it followed
the
same
20 years after.
Timeline.
That's the first movie. The first movie is 4 hours long.
No, I understand what I'm saying.
And the first part takes part in the whenever, and then the second part is 20 years later.
Oh, that's the old one from the 80s?
That's the original one. The one in the 80s was 2 VHS tapes long, and the first one was everything when they were kids, and then the second one was everything when they were adults.
I think that's, as I understand, that's what they're doing with this one, except they're doing 2 different movies.
Right, sure. Yeah, instead of 1 4-hour movie split into 2 parts, they're doing 2 completely separate movies split into 2 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the same concept. It's the same
thing. It's based on the same book, but I don't think it's a remake. You know, it's the same basic story. I don't know. I haven't seen it. It's one of those movies that I don't want to see. Like, I kind of like horror movies, but I'm just going to have friends watch it and then summarize it for me so I can know what the story is but not actually have to see it themselves.
The Wikipedia plot synopsis is a good place to go looking for that stuff, too.
Yeah, I love looking at weird...
Well,
plots
on IMDb, they always put all, like...
Yeah.
Right.
Because people review, they always give spoilers.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that came out of that movie was the fact that there's another Skarsgård. The acting family?
Yeah.
The clown, the guy who plays the clown, is a Skarsgård.
Oh.
He's, like, another brother.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
I assume Skarsgård was a mythical place in, like, a video game you guys played. I didn't know that that was a person.
Peter Skarsgård is who I'm thinking of off the top of my head.
Or is it Kellan Skarsgård?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. We're off the rails. Let's wrap it up. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Carson.
We don't know either.
Bye.
Bye.